Deep concerns over law enforcement brought many bills to the legislature to accelerate reform. But as of Friday's deadline, only a few of the measures are still alive, and some might say the overall effort is tepid at best. CivilBeat.org's Nick Ruby has today's reality check. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Now, in the last few years, both in and out of Hawaii, we've experienced more awareness of the reasons for greater accountability of law enforcement, but it seems that it's still a hard sell in Hawaii. What did you find?
Yeah, well, I mean, for several years, Hawaii lawmakers have discussed police reform here, not only in light of all of the stuff that we've been seeing going on the mainland, particularly with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, but also here with our police chief and our police department under investigation for public corruption and abuse of power, in addition to just general misconduct in which officers had been getting arrested. But they're just, for whatever reason, despite all of that news, there hasn't been an appetite to sort of increase accountability or even transparency.
So we've got the sensitivity to the issues, but we don't necessarily have remedies of, you know, a great nature moving through the legislature. There still are some bills alive. Which ones are they?
Yeah, there are a handful of bills. One that would sort of increase, would make it easier for victims of domestic violence at the hands of police officers to report those crimes and to those officers' superiors and possibly result in an administrative investigation against them. And also another that would increase transparency surrounding suspended police officers, where if an officer is suspended twice in 5 years, we can know their name. Currently, state law doesn't allow us to know who those officers are due to a law that was passed by the police union back in 1995.
Nick, those are the two ones that are still alive, but the police cam, the body cam bill, that went down, didn't it?
It did. I think that was a little bit surprising to a lot of folks here, particularly because a similar bill, almost an identical bill, had made it all the way through to conference committee during last year's legislative session. This year, there just didn't seem to be that same push or interest in getting it to move forward. That said, the county police departments themselves are working on implementing their own rules and programs for body cameras. It's just without a statewide law, each county could have its own set of rules governing when the cameras are turned on and when the footage should be released to the public.
And maybe that's part of the exchange that we're seeing, that counties are taking over more, and whether that will continue on, we will wait and see. But thanks very much. We will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org. Today, featuring reporter Nick Ruby.